Now, let's take a closer look at the steps we just read. Mara initially said that Mishnah seems to pose a kasha in the Shita of Rav. It's mashma that you only have to distance these items if there's actually a wall there. It seems to conflict with Rav's opinion that it's not tali. Halacha is not only in a case where there's right now, presently, something in the neighbor's field which you're going to be causing damage to. I'm held. If there's a chance that he will, the neighbor will make something in his property that the thing you're making now will damage by due to its proximity, that too is a problem. So the Mishnah here seems to be much more not like Rava. The Tosfos is bothered by the fact that it seems that in this case, even Rava obviously would agree that unless there's a coastal here now in the neighbor's field, it shouldn't be a problem. Because Tosfos say that if there's no wall in the neighbor's field, then that means that right now you're not damaging. Let's say, for example, Gephas. You take some sulfur, put it right up to the Mezar. So now, why are you going to force this guy to move it back? What's the problem? So say, in case he builds a wall in his field, the Gephas is potentially going to be hazardous to that wall. So the problem is, okay, so when, if he chooses to build a wall, move my Gephas.